Hi, you're listening to the Planet A podcast with Ariel and
Alexandra. On this weekly podcast, we will be discussing what is happening around the world and also in our lives. Enjoy! Hey guys, it's Alex. It is 9:12 a.m. on Saturday, so I'm trying to get this episode up before 12, although I'm literally just going to get it up today, like right away. Basically, I wanted to come on here. Ira's not here today, as you can obviously already tell. I want to come on here and talk about my VMUN experience, which was like a Model UN experience. If you don't know what Model UN is, it's basically a simulation, a more professional simulation for maybe teenagers. In that conference, it was mainly teenagers. For us to like practice how the United Nations will actually work, to practice how to debate as representations of a country, as delegates, and much more. So it was really interesting. It was my first conference. Ariel was gonna go, but then she had the musical at our school that she had to like work backstage for, so she wasn't able to go, unfortunately. But I did, and okay, so from a first opinion of it, before I even went, was like, oh, I don't want to do these two like papers I had to do before this conference. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, why did I sign up for this? Like, I hate to be man. I regret saying all that because this conference was probably one of the like best experiences of my life, and that is saying something because it was literally just debate the whole time, which was so interesting. If you are one of the delegates, if you're sitting there and like are representing one of the countries and listening to the other countries debate and also yourself debate with them, it's so interesting. Like, oh my goodness, I loved this conference. I don't even know if it's just this conference or all Model UN conferences are like this, but this conference was so fun. I met so many new people. I met someone from France, and like from other cities from the US. Like, it was so fun. And I don't even mind that I wrote the position papers anymore. Like, oh, by the way, position papers are papers you have to write your country's stance on the topic. So our two topics was the different committees in within a conference. I was in like the social humanitarianism committee, and our two topics were criminal rehabilitation and online censorship of activism. These two topics I'm literally gonna remember forever, and like if anyone asks me anything on it, I'll have so much to say, but that's besides the point. Those are our two topics. We had to write two papers, one for each one, which I literally don't regret doing because like VMUN was so fun. I was actually gonna like not go to VMUN because I had a exam conflict with my piano exam. I will talk about my piano exam later. Okay, that's a good update to talk about later. But I had a conflict and I was not gonna go, but then I was like, you know what, just maybe skip the first 1 hour of the conference and just keep going to the rest, you know. That was also the best decision because everyone who went to the opening ceremony, which I missed, said it was, like, really long, really, like, dragged out and, like, boring. But, like, yeah, so I'm glad I missed that one. And then when I arrived, it was, like, dinner time, which is before the first committee session starts, which is means, like, the first debate and the first topic starts. So, yeah, I got there the exact right time, and that was awesome. But Model UN is just such a good experience because you meet so many new people. You learn how to, like, you learn public speaking skills. And honestly, like, I had so much fun. I wanted to go to another conference. There's another conference at the end of May, but our school isn't going. So, and we can't go as individual delegates either. So, like, I can't go. And I was, like, literally really upset about that because, like, oh man, I really wanted to go to another conference. I didn't even, like, mind if I had to write 5 more position papers. Like, I am okay with going because I love the experience of going. Also, we get to wear, like, suits and Western business attire for the conferences, which is amazing. Okay, let's see. On this week's podcast post, I will try to have a scroll through, where, like, you can kind of look at... I will see if I have a photo of just Me. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be like a blue or pink photo as the cover. Obviously, something about, oh, new episode today about V-Man or something like that. And then there'll be a slide through. Oh my God, can I stop saying slide through? A scroll through of mine photos. If I can find any that like is just me or with people that approve of me using the photo or something like that. Actually, I do have some photos. I'll see. I'll see. Okay, anyways, just go through those. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably already seen them because of my story. If you don't follow me on Instagram, thank you so much. Yeah, that's really okay. No, that's not really it, but like there were a lot of good debaters there, including my friend. Well, all my friends actually. A lot of us from my school went, so, and a lot of my grade people went, so I love that because like I had so many people I knew there I felt comfortable with. I talked once, which is actually more than I thought I would talk. Like before the conference happened, I was just like, oh, I'm not gonna talk this time, I'm just gonna sit back and listen. But no, I talked, I debated, I said a whole speech, so I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy I got experience. And like now, just thinking back on the conference, I am so ready to go to another conference next school year and just be like, I'm gonna talk, I'm gonna be one of those bigger countries, and I'm gonna debate. Because like the thing is, I am actually interested in going into more like debate and like arts. Like, okay, not, I don't know why English stuff is called arts, but like Englishy stuff, like law and those stuff. So like I am actually taking law next year, I think. I have to get my schedule to be confirmed for the school, but I have applied for the law elective at our school, so that's gonna be really fun. Yeah, that's super cool. Mine was super cool. If you guys ever have a chance to do MUN, Model United Nations, do it. Like, you will not regret it, I promise you. Like, everyone said they loved it more than they thought they would. Like, you just have to go once, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. But I swear, I don't think anyone didn't like it. Like, if you liked it, keep going. Like, get more public speaking experiences. And actually, our school is having some international ones where we get to go to another country or even like another province, or another city, to do Model United Nations, to do a conference, which is awesome. I'm definitely gonna go to at least like one traveling one. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that. It's gonna be hella fun. And yeah, I guess that's it. I don't really know. Oh, piano exam. So before my conference, I had a piano exam for level 8. I think it went okay. I would say it was the best thing I could have done. I kind of like messed up a couple songs because of memorization. No, also because I was really nervous, and those were the first two songs I did in the whole exam. So like it's the first thing that I ever played for examiner. Examiner was pretty nice. So I got nervous, but then the rest of the songs I was completely fine because I just like took a deep breath, calm myself down, was just like, just go for it. There's no like second guessing stuff, just play, you know these songs, just do it. Which is good motivation. I think I motivized. I think I motivate myself really well. Wow, slaying today. But yeah, I have a piano lesson today, actually, Saturday. So I also have a youth event with my friends that I Yesterday we did some filming for our music video, for film class. It went well. If you follow my Instagram, you'll see the photos once again. If you don't follow, yeah, I'm really excited. I have a bag of Welch's next to me. You can hear it. I'm gonna like eat one. Just ignore this. Okay. So good. Anyways, yeah, that was my Model UN experience. We got name tags, we had to wear suits, everything was like so fun. There's nothing really much to say except the fact that it was fun. We also get to pass like quote unquote notes to other country asking like what their stance is, asking if they want to join to like form a bloc. A bloc is like when you have a stance on this topic and you want to write a resolution paper that maybe got passed by the chair. You guys are probably so confused if you don't know what, like even not involved with MUN. But if you start, you get the hang of it. I was in the block that won both times, so my country. Oh my God, I literally totally forgot to say what country I was representing. I was representing Laos, Laos, People's Democratic Republic, Laos PDR. It was fine. It was a smaller country, so there wasn't much research on it, but it was fine. And it's a good first conference country to like sit back and just talk only a bit, you know? Anyways, that was really fun. My last one, we got celebrity kidnapped in the middle for our emergency crisis, which is really fun. It was like a morning emergency crisis in the morning where we had an emergency happen, so we had to like work together as countries and like figure out what's going on, like how to fix this, who to like rule out, who to like ally with, you know, stuff. So that was really fun. Yeah, I think this is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys get a chance to do mine in the future. If you don't, I don't know. Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye. Ariel might be here next time. See you guys. We hope you guys really enjoyed that episode.
Make sure to come back next Saturday for another one.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Our podcast Instagram is the.planet.a.podcast.
My Instagram is _AlexandraLock_.
Mine is __Ariel_K.
Thanks so much for listening.
And catch us next week. See ya.